Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107 Live. Judas Priest here on Local Licks from live in London. That is Beyond the Realms of Death. We're joined in the studio by Tim Ripper Owens. Tim's new project, Beyond Fear, will be performing this Thursday at the Odeon, part of the Brave Words and Bloody Knuckles six-pack weekend. Going to give away a few more pairs of tickets to the show in a little while. Tim, when did you know that your time with Priest was coming to an end?
I don't know, really. I mean, I knew on my end it had to be coming to an end because there just wasn't nothing really going on. So I knew that, you know, eventually if I wanted to advance in this career even more or creatively and everything, I was probably going to have to not be in Judas Priest anymore. And really it was a day that after I recorded the Iced Earth, because I did the Iced Earth record when I was in Judas Priest, my wife and I had said after listening to it that, man, I just wish Priest would get rid of me. You know what I mean? Because I'm not... I'll tell you what, I wouldn't quit Judas Priest. That was the one thing. I wasn't going to quit Judas Priest. And I just had to be let go. I'll tell you, the day that it happened was a big weight lifted off my shoulders. You know what I mean? It was sad to a point, you know, but I knew that freedom wise it was going to be a lot better for me, and I was going to be able to do things, and you know, John and I and Iced Earth Schaefer, we have a great relationship, and now I'm doing this Beyond Fear thing, so you know, I knew it was going to come to an end, and it's been the best, it's been an outstanding couple of years since Priest and I split, you know, not what people would think, but
you actually met John at a Priest show, right?
I did, in Indianapolis, I think it was, years ago at the Jugulator tour. I met him and Matt.
Were they opening up for you?
No, they were just at the show.
Were you into the band before you joined?
Not that much, no. I mean, I always liked their music, but wasn't a giant fan of their vocals, you know, and I liked the melodies and stuff they did, but, you know, I was a fan of the music.
So did you do just basically one big session that resulted in the Glorious Burden and the Reckoning EP, or did you record those separately?
I recorded in one session. I recorded the album, like I said, 5 days, and the best part of the record is the Gettysburg. It's a half hour long. That's what radio stations need to play, because then you guys can take a break, sit back. But I'll tell you, that is the most outstanding piece of work. It's got a 55-piece orchestra. It's got cannons going off. It's telling a story. It's the 3 days of Gettysburg. It's three songs, and it's just, it's unbelievable. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to join Iced Earth, just that piece alone.
How involved were you with the writing on that material?
Well, I wasn't, because it was already written for Matt, and the vocals just didn't come out how John wanted them to come out. So that's why he said, you know what? Matt, really, his heart wasn't in it any longer. Their old singer, it was Matt. And John had offered me to rewrite three of the songs, but time-wise, I didn't think it was right, so I had rewritten a song called The Red Baron and made it a real classic. I wrote the lyrics and the melodies to that.
What inspired you to write that tune?
John said he wanted it to be about the Red Baron. So, you know, music, because the thing is, musically, you could tell I had like a little dog fight in the middle of it with the guitars. And
so you watched the old Peanuts cartoons with Snoopy as
the
Red Baron, right?
That's I should have done that, though. But I, you know, it's so easy to write a song like that. I just got online and typed in the Red Baron, and that was it.
Let's hear it right now. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
First of all, we'll give away another pair of tickets to the show at the Odeon. Tim's new project, Beyond Fear. It's this coming Thursday. It's going to be a great show on the East Bank of the Flats. If you want a pair of tickets, we'll dish them out to caller number 5 on the studio lines. 330-450-ROCK, 1-800-243-ROCK. Caller 5 scores tickets for Beyond Fear. New project featuring Tim Ripper Owens at the Odeon this coming Thursday. And right now, while we're giving away those tickets, we'll jam into a tune from Iced Earth from the Glorious Burden. From the Glorious Burden, this is Red Baron, right here on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107, Iced Earth here on Local Licks, featuring Tim Ripper Owens, that tune called Red Baron. We're joined in the studio with Tim, talking about all kinds of stuff, including their new project, Beyond Fear. We'll be performing at the Odeon this coming Thursday. The debut performance, make sure you come out, is going to be a whole evening full of great bands, starting at 7 o'clock, going all the way until 1 or 2 in the morning. And you guys are headlining that show, correct?
We are headlining that show, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a little late for me. I'm usually in bed by 9:30. 10 o'clock, so I'm going to be up way past my bedtime, so I'll be all coffeeed up.
The Iced Earth CD, Glorious Burden, has two versions of When the Eagle Cries, an acoustic and an electric. What made you guys decide to do two different versions of that tune?
I don't know. And you know what? They're both taken. I both sang them differently. So that's what's even funnier about it. It wasn't like we just put acoustic guitars on it. And, you know, they're definitely two different versions.
Did you record the acoustic version first?
Well, he had the music down, so I don't know what he did first. But I prefer the acoustic version myself.
And that ended up on the Reckoning EP, which came out before the record.
Yeah, and we shot a video for it, so people can find that video online, and it is an outstanding video.
Why? Where'd you shoot the video at?
We shot it in L.A., but no one will show it because it's about 9/11, you know?
Uh-huh.
So even America's afraid to talk about it.
What made you guys decide to do a four-song EP before the full length was released?
It was the record label. You know, they wanted to do it, and SPV's a really good label. They're really nice people, and you know, they worked hard to get the thing out there.
Let's hear this acoustic version of When the Eagle Cries. It's Iced Earth right here on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Is there anything you want to touch on that I'm not mentioning or anything like that?
No, not really. We'll talk about this thing I did with Yngwie.
Okay.
Or you know, some of the tribute albums that I've done.
Yeah, I'll do a little more Iced Earth stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty much getting to the end of what I have here, so once we get there, then we'll go into that stuff. Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Tim Ripper Owens and Iced Earth, a great acoustic version of When the Eagle Cries. That's also on the Reckoning EP, as well as the full-length Iced Earth release, The Glorious Burden. And you can find that video online if you look around. Tim Ripper Owens joining us in the studio. His new project is Beyond Fear. It's on stage at the Odeon this coming Thursday. Make sure you come out to the show. It's going to be a great time out there on the east bank of the flats. Got some more tickets to give away to the show a little later on. Your tours with Iced Earth and Judas Priest gave you the opportunity to pretty much travel all over the globe. Did you get to see a lot of the places that you played outside of the hotel rooms and venues?
I saw some. I saw quite a bit of Greece when I was there because we did a big festival with Priest. And I went to the Acropolis, which actually I went to the Acropolis. I went on a promotion trip with Iced Earth, so I went there twice. So I've seen a little bit, but not much. You know, the rest of the band usually has... would see more than I did. I spent my time in the hotel room sleeping or resting a lot more, you know, because that's the only way to get your voice back, you know. So I didn't see as much, but I've definitely been all over the world. I mean, there was a trip where when we recorded live in London, we did a tour. I went from Australia. I woke up. I flew to L.A., flew to Australia, did a little tour, went to Japan, did a tour there, and then went to London to do one show and came home. And that was really just right exactly around the globe. I mean, it was actually flying right around the world in a month or whatever it was. So
how did you handle the jet lag?
It was hard. You know, and that's the thing about the Live in London show. I mean, there's a big difference between Japan and London. So it was hard. I wasn't quite – that. The thing about the Live in London show was I wasn't as energetic as I usually am. So it's kind of a shame that it's a DVD out there that I was a little bit more subdued. And that was just because I wanted to sing good and I was, you know, laid back because of the jet lag. But, you know, and the good thing is Iced Earth is just as big around the globe as Priest is. I mean, or known, you know. I mean, really nowadays it's really amazing the difference.
Did the early tour, the first Jugulator tour that you did with Priest, did that really start to tax your voice after a while doing so many shows?
I learned how to do it. I learned to sleep a lot and rest, you know. But the tours are really, it's not the easiest stuff to sing. I think it's just, you know, when you're doing five shows in a row, a day off, five in a row, it's not, you know, it's not the Ozzy Osbourne tour we're doing, you know. It's not one show on, two off, one
right.
Show on.
Is there anything you would do to maintain your voice when you were on the road?
Drink a lot of water and sleep a lot.
What's the largest crowd you played for with Priest?
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, I know there was at least a crowd of 30,000, but I'm not sure if it's more. I've never really checked. I need to check, though.
Is there anything you do during the down times when you're not performing to try and keep your voice in shape?
Yell at my kids.
That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, you know. I just try to get some fresh air. I golf a lot. You know, my wife and I joined out at Rawiga Country Club. It's out in Seville, Wadsworth, Ripman kind of area. And I try to get out there and just walk out there in the course and get out there and yell four a lot. So, you know, that helps too.
Stay away from people like me that smoke a lot, right?
Yeah. Luckily, we're in a studio and you're not allowed to smoke in here.
Exactly. Don't tell anybody. You did, I know, during some of the downtime with Priest in the past, you did some cover shows around town with The Sickness. Any plans on doing any kind of just side projects like that around town?
No, you know, it's just too hard. I enjoyed that time with those guys, you know, and Zuver's, you know, we're still, you know, he lives right up the road from me here, and it's just hard to do that and never know what's going on. Now I'm trying to concentrate on my own stuff.
Let's do another tune from Iced Earth here real quick. Any requests off of Glorious Burden that you'd like us to get on the air?
I say we get a nice mellow, really good song, Hollow Man.
That's a great song. It's Iced Earth with Tim Ripper Owens right here on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Tim Ripper Owens, along with Iced Earth, that tune called Hollow Man from The Glorious Burden. We're going to take a short break, come back. We'll hear from some other projects that Tim has done over the last few years, some cover tunes, some tribute material. And I'll give away another pair of tickets for his new project, Beyond Fear, on stage at the Odeon this coming Thursday. Stick around. More of Tim Owens and Local Licks on the way next, right here at Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Doing all right?
I'm going to check outside, see if she's back.
Does she have a cell phone or anything?
Well, we forgot him. We had a bad moment.
Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. You're listening to Local Licks, 2 hours of homegrown rock and roll, heard exclusively right here on Rock 107. My name's Joe Cleon. Tonight's show sponsored by Budweiser. Joining us in the studio, Tim Ripper Owens. Tim's new project's called Beyond Fear. They'll be doing their debut performance this Thursday at the Odeon, downtown Cleveland. We're going to give away one more pair of tickets to the show a little ways down the road. Right now, let's talk about some of the side projects that you've had released, some tribute band stuff, and just some other things that you have out there, kind of little side.
Oh, I've done so much, you know, but I want to say we're joined now in the studio by my son, who my wife had enough of him, so she's brought him. So if you hear any squeals or yells, he's got himself a sucker, so he might, if he hits Joe or me in the head, you'll know.
Yeah, he's got that Ripper scream too.
It's Tim Owens Jr. He does have it. He's a big metalhead. So I just did a project, which I don't have a copy of it yet, with Michael Schenker on guitars, and it's a version of War Pigs, and it's got like Bob Daisley, I think, or something like that on. They've always have good stuff. I've got a version of an Aerosmith tune, which I don't even know if I have it but anymore, but it's I gotta remember, a song called Round and Round by him, and it was me and Reb Beach, Tim Bogart, and Eric Singer. So there you go. I don't even know who's on these things. And then we have Mr. Crowley. This is a killer version of Mr. Crowley with Yngwie Malmsteen, Tim Bogart, Tommy Aldridge, and Derek Sherinian.
Derek Sherinian.
Yeah.
Dream Theater keyboard.
Dude, I don't know who these people
He's
are.
He's actually playing with Billy Idol these days.
Yeah, so the Mr. Crowley version is awesome, man. It's just I sang it totally different. So
how did that come about for you to do that?
Well, I've got a hold of Bob Kulick has gotten a hold of me and wants me to do these things. He's like, "Hey, I got this version," and so I did an Iron Maiden one too. I did Flight of Icarus with the guy with Dio's band, so it's everybody but Dio. You know, I'm singing, so I'm the new singer for Dio, I guess. And we do Flight of Icarus, which is pretty cool. I recorded that vocals up at the guys in Mushroom Head studio, and then the War Pigs I recorded at Lava Room with Billy Morris. And
let's hear this Ozzy tune, Mr. Crowley.
The Ozzy one's good. It's a good tune.
From the tribute release, Bat's Head Soup. When did that come out?
Was that 98, 99?
Let's see a year on it.
2000.
90-something.
I don't know.
Derek Sherinian, Tommy Aldridge, Yngwie Malmsteen, and Tim Ripper Owens. It's Mr. Crowley right here on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Yeah, he was drinking the candle.
He likes the candles, so, as you can tell.
Is he allowed to eat like snacks and stuff? I got some tasty cakes here.
His sucker should be good.
Okay. What was the other tribute tune that you had here? Is there another one?
There's an Aerosmith one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I told him about it, so if you want to play it, that one's very unusual. That's what I'm thinking. These might be pretty neat for you to have these versions.
Yeah.
Because it's got so many musicians on it. It's good ones.
Robin McCauley, I always liked him. Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. We just heard Tim Ripper Owens along with an all-star lineup, Yngwie Malmsteen, Derek Sherinian, Tommy Aldridge, version of Mr. Crowley from the Ozzy tribute Bat's Head Soup. We're joined in the studio with Tim Ripper Owens. He'll be performing with his new project, Beyond Fear, this coming Thursday at the Odeon. We're going to give away one final pair of tickets to that show in just a moment, and we're going to hear one more tune from a tribute record that you did, tribute to Aerosmith, One Way Street. And that was another Bob Kulick thing?
That was, this one was a different one. It was unusual for me to do. I've never really done Aerosmith. So, he called and asked if I would do it. And I think I recorded the vocals at a place called Gettysburg, believe it or not, in Barberton. but it's a cool version, man. And, Reb Beach, I thought of trying to work with him after I heard this. And after we did it, we started thinking about it.
From the Aerosmith tribute, One Way Street, this is Round and Round, featuring Tim Ripper Owens, right here on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Well, then we can wrap it up, give away that last pair of tickets, and that'll be it. Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. From the Aerosmith tribute, One Way Street, Tim Ripper Owens right there with his version of Round and Round. That pretty much does it for our interview tonight. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, Tim. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem, man.
Look forward to seeing the new project this coming Thursday at the Odeon. The band's name is Beyond Fear. Make sure you cruise out to the show. And if you want a free pair of tickets, if you're cheap, head to the phones. We'll take caller number 7 on the studio lines, 330-450-ROCK, 1-800-243-ROCK. Caller 7, you can score some tickets to the show this Thursday at the Odeon. Tim Ripper Owens and his new project, Beyond Fear. So what do you think the future is going to hold for you over the next 6 months or a year?
Well, we're going to get this album signed and done, and then I'll move on to the Iced Earth thing when that comes. But the big thing is when we get this thing signed, we're going to come into the studio on this and see what my son says. What do you say? Do you want to say hi, Timmy? Say hi to everybody. He doesn't want to say anything. He said, that's it. I'm done. I quit. He's like, Dad, sell some records so I can get some nice toys.
That's right.
but we'll come in and do an exclusive here and play the whole record and do just what we're doing right now.
That'll be great. Thanks again for coming down.
Not a problem.
Make sure you check out the show this Thursday at the Odeon, Beyond Fear, with Tim Ripper Owens, his brand new project. It's going to be a great show this coming Thursday. Let's end off with an Iced Earth tune. Anything you want to throw on the air to end things off?
Let's do The Reckoning.
The Reckoning. Great tune. It's Iced Earth with Tim Ripper Owens right here on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. You know, one thing I want to do is just a couple little break segments in case I need to throw them in.
Okay.
So we're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, we'll hear some more music from Ripper, Iced Earth, Priest, all kinds of stuff. Can you stick around for a while, Tim?
I can, yeah.
All right. We'll be back in just a second with more conversation, more music from Tim Ripper Owens right here on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107.